I forgot to record the other half of the shiur. So we'll start from here. So Rav Chatzkel started saying that Mesil Sisharim is called Mesil Sisharim because the Sof HaDrisha, the end game, the person you're going to become, if you follow the Mesila, the ladder of Pinchas Ben Yoir, is you're going to become an Isha Yasha. You're going to be perfect. You're going to have no Yetzer Hara. So first thing, that doesn't really tell us so much. It doesn't teach us so much. That's number one. Number two, there's a line in the Hakadom of the Misil Sisharim. I'm going to read it to you now. And Lanias Daiti, I think it doesn't stim so well with what Rav Chatzkel is saying. I'll read to you the line. Ramchal says, V'hachasidus ha'amiti, the true chasidus, hanirtza v'anechma, that's wanted and desired, rochog mitzir sichleinu. It's very distant from our imagination. Kized davar posha milsa de l'rami alay de inish lava daite, something that you're not focused on isn't going to be in your head. V'afal pisha kvar kvoim, and even though it's already kavua, belev kol odem hayoshar, in the heart of any upright person, haschaloisav v'yisoidoisav, the beginnings and foundations, meaning of the chasidus ha'amiti, im lo ya'asok behem, if you're not engaged with them, if you don't delve into them, yira prata v'lo yakirim, you'll see the details, but you won't recognize them. Ya'avor aleim v'lo yargishbom, you'll pass them by, you won't even realize what happened to you. So I'll say it again. Misil Sisharim is talking about people who haven't read his sefer. And he's saying anyone who's an Ish HaYoshar already knows the beginnings and the foundations of what it means to be to have Shleimus Avodah, for the Chasidus Amiti. But since he's not studying and engaging deeply in these things, he's not going to really understand the details. So does anyone see a problem here with Rav Chatzkel's pshat?
Hey, where is it in Misil Sisharim?
This is, it's right at the beginning. It's the paragraph that starts V'ulam toldos ha-minegazer ra'os ma'od. It's a couple paragraphs into the beginning. First paragraph, Omer Mechaber, then I don't know how different Sfarim have the paragraphs split up differently. But it goes, Ulam toldos ha-minegazer ra'os ma'od l'chachom l'bilti chachomim ki gorim sh'me'elu me'elu yechzer ha-chasidus amiti. And right before, Re'ei ki ein divrei ha-chasidus. So, do anyone see a problem with this chat?
Yeah.
Yes. Who's that?
Alex.
Guy with the mask. Alex.
Yeah. Because it seems like he's saying you're already on the way to developing Chasidus HaAmiti, not Yashrus HaAmiti.
What do you mean?
Meaning, it sounds like he's saying you started the process of reaching the end goal, but the end goal seems to be Chasidus.
You're already a Yashar.
Ready a Yashar, not Chasidus.
You're already a Yashar. He's calling someone a Yashar. He doesn't know the Sefer. He only knows the Haskalosav Yisodosav. And the Misil Sisharim is saying he's an Isha Yashar. But if we're learning like a Chatzkel, you can't be an Isha Yashar until you've read the Sefer and you've internalized the Sefer and you've gotten up to Ruach HaKodesh. So if Yashrus is the end goal, then the Misil Sisharim can't say that anyone who's already an Isha Yashar knows the Haschaloisav Yisoidoisav of the Chasidus Amiti. Because you can't be a Yashar until you are the Chasid HaAmiti, right? So it's punkt vakert. Yashar isn't the end goal. Yashrus is the beginning. So then we're back to square one. Why is the Sefer called Mesilas Yesharim? It's not because it's the Mesila that's taking you to Yashrus. Can't be. But what's Pshat?
Meir, you could also be Medayek from the name of the Sefer. Mesilas HaYesharim is the Mesila for people who are Yesharim already.
I think that is the Taich of the Sefer. The title of the Sefer. It's the Mesila for people who are Yesharim. It's not the Mesila to Yashrus. It's the Mesila for people who are Yesharim, which means that if you are not a yashar, get off the road. That's what the sefer means. If you want to start learning the sefer and you want to go on the mesila, the brisa of Pinchas ben Yair, Zihirus, Zrizus, all the way up to, he doesn't talk about Ruach HaKodesh, but you, all the way up. If you want to start on the yellow brick road, who do you have to be? You have to be a yashar. So now, what does it mean to be a yashar? This is the prerequisite. This is why I want to start here, because this is the prerequisite for the sefer. If you are not this, I can't help you, says the Ramchal. So what does it mean to be a yashar? What do you think? Who is a yashar? What does it mean to be a straight person? Straightforward, upright. Is that how the art scroll, what's art scroll? Path of the upright? What does the art scroll say, Zaki?
Where in the beginning?
Title, path of the upright? Is that path of the just? What's it called?
Path of the upright,
path of the just. I don't know what that means. What is it?
The way of the upright.
Way of the upright. What does that mean?
Could you say someone who's on the path, like he wants to go forward? He's a yashar.
He's on the derech.
Meaning he wants to go forward.
Why? Why does he want to go forward? What type of person is he that he wants to go on this path? So there's the Malbim has a dictionary called the Sefer Carmel. I don't need to come on to this, but I'll tell you the Malbim anyway because it brings home the point. He says a yashar means somebody whose libo lave is notoy towards tov. That's what it means. You want to do good. You're a mensch. That's a yashar. You just want to do the right thing. So you cannot start the sefer if you don't have that hargosha, if you don't have that netiya, that you just want to do the right thing. I want to be the best Jew I can be. I want to be good. I want to do toiv. How do I do that? Get on the road, buddy. Come on to the mesila. Zihirus, Zrizus, etc. Ramchal says, I'll show you. But you can't start unless you really feel, I want to do what's right. So I'll tell you, I did not grow up from. I grew up in a traditional conservative family. I grew up with a bunch of people who became religious. I don't know if this is true about me, but I'll tell you about the people who I grew up with who changed their whole life to become religious, to become frum. Every single one of them were very nice people. They were menschen. And I've always thought that people who become frum, for the most part, and I think the exact same thing is true for people who grow up in, let's say, modern Orthodox communities that aren't exactly so medactic in mitzvahs, and then decide they want to be, you know, they want to be a little bit more serious at the Yiddishkeit. I think it's the same thing. The people do it because if you ask them or you dig deep down into yourselves, why did I do that? Why did I leave the easy life? I could have, what's it called? Half Shabbos? I could have had half Shabbos. I could have been talking to girls. I could have been doing all sorts of things that the young guys like. I did it because I just wanted to do the right thing. And I'm sure that's why all of you are in YU learning. You just want to do the right thing. That's Yashus. You want to do what's good. You want to do what's right. That's the first step to getting onto the Mesila. Now that we're there, we want to be good. Now we can start. So I think that's enough for today. How much time do you have? Do you want to go? Do you want to start the Hakdama? Or you want to stop here? It's up to you. I'm free.
I need to run, but hopefully if the work continues, I'll listen whilst I'm walking. If you continue,
tomorrow. Yeah, you want to continue? Everyone want to continue? Ethan, Jordan, Daniel, you want to go 10, 15 more minutes?
Whatever.
Let's start. Might as well start the sefer. Hakdamas harav ha-mechaber. We're not going to do the whole first paragraph, but I think I'm going to ask you a question, and then we'll stop with the question. Omer ha-mechaber, says the author, the Ramchal, Hachibur hazeh lo chibarti v'lamed l'bnei adam esasher lo yado. This book was not written to teach people things that they do not know. Ella lahazkiram hesayadua lahem kvar. Rather, it was written to remind them about things they do know. Umefursim etzlam pirsum gadol, and that is mefursim to them. We'll talk about what that means in a second. Yadua and mefursim. Here's the emchal. We're going to see it again and again. Double loshen. Seems like they're synonyms. They're not. Every time emchal says mefursim yadua, two different things. Yeah. Most of the things that I will say, you will not find in most of my things, except for things that most people know, and are not in doubt of at all. Because they're so mefursam, because everyone, their truth, their veracity is known to all, it's easy to turn away from them and to forget them. Again, the double lashon, he'elam and shichecha, two different things. Talk about that. But before we go into the pratim of these few lines, every time I've listened to somebody talk about this sefer, I have heard them ask the same kasha. I think it's a mistake. I think it's a big mistake. But everyone asks, how does the Ramchal tell us that he did not write this book to tell us things that we don't know? This sefer is filled with chidushim. Mole chidushim. Every other page a chidush. Every page a chidush. Maybe every sentence a chidush. And the Ramchal says that he did not write the sefer to teach us things that we don't know. He just wants to remind us of things that we do know. How could that be? You read the sefer the first time, there are going to be plenty of things here that you're not being reminded of. You're just learning for the first time. What is he saying? How do I take the Ramchal? How do I trust him now when he's telling me, oh, the stuff I'm writing, you should know. Well, that's going to make me feel pretty bad. I don't, lots of stuff here, I don't know. So what's he doing? What's the answer to the question? I've heard people say all sorts of things. I've heard people say, the Ramchal, because the Ramchal was such a big gadol, the mile of the Ramchal, these things were all simple. But he wrote it for other people. He didn't write it for him. So he wouldn't tell other people, because they're so simple for me, I'm going to think that for you, they're things that you should know already as well. That's not right. So what does the Ramchal mean when he says he didn't write the sefer except to teach you things that you already know? What does he want with that? Zaki, what do you think?
The Ramchal saying maybe that it's all like coming from Amir Chazal. It's nothing coming from his own ideas. It's all like rooted in things that are...
It's still chidushim. He's got lots of things he's going to say that are going to be very insightful things that you might not have known otherwise. So how can he tell me these are all things, these I'm writing, I didn't write the sefer to tell you things that you don't know. The answer is in the first line. The answer is right here. You know what the answer is?
Toilets.
Oh, it's going to end in 10 minutes. Do you want the answer now, or should we wait till next week?
Okay.
You want now?
I'll tell
you what the answer is. I'm going to say it again. I'm just going to translate. Omer Mechaber. Achibur ezeh lo chibarti l'lamin lebnei adam esasher lo yodol l'azkim esidom kfar. I did not write this book to teach you things that you don't know. Only to remind you things that you already know. I'll say it one more time. I did not write the book to tell you things that you don't know. Only things that you do know. What does that mean? There are chidushim in the book. But that's not why he wrote the book.
the underlying character traits are things, the things that come out of these chidushim are character traits that we're supposed to be aware of already.
No, there are things here you're not going to be aware of.
Yeah, but deep down, you like have the character traits.
No, and you're
deep
not down, know. He's there no, in the book. There are. But that's not why he wrote the book. He did not write the book to tell you the chidushim. Look at this. Look at this line. He lo timsa berov dvarai. Most of the things I'm telling you,
Schmack,
are dvarim that most people know. Most things I'm telling you, most people know. Some people don't know anything. Some people know everything. Most people know most things, and most people don't know everything. So most of the book are things that most people know. But there are some things in the book that most people won't know. But that's not why he wrote the book. So why write the book for only things that people already know? Why didn't he write the book for things that people don't know? Isn't that important? The chidushim? That's great. Geshmak, the chidushim. You should love God. Shkoyach. But here's a deep chiddush and how to do it. Wow. He didn't write the book for that. He only wrote the book to teach you things that you already know. Why? So this I heard, a big Adam Gadol named Rav Reuven Leuchter. Anyone heard of him? He's a big Baal Mus in Eretz Yisrael, Talmud Rav Volbi. So he was magdir like this. And I will stop here, but I'll talk about it again next week because this is critical. He said it. Only simple things make an impression on a person. Only simple things. The chidushim are good. They're important. When it comes to your avodas Hashem, that's not what's important. That's not what's critical. That's not what's going to make an impression on you. What's going to make an impression on you, what you need to know, are the simple things that you already know. So I'll give you one seer, just to think about, and we'll talk about it again later. But just one idea. I think, well, we'll use the mashal again later. But if I told you, you know, it's a big milah to be mekabel kol adam b'sefer panim yafis. Big milah in midas. You should smile at everybody. So okay, good. Give out big milah. You want to know the psychology and the chidushim and what the amkus of, you know. If I tell you that, you're like, okay, good, no. But if you walked around all day long and all you were thinking about was, it's a big milati makabokal odin besaver panim yafis. Not, what's the psychology of smiling to somebody and how does it affect them and why is it good and where can we find other Ma'amari Chazal that fit into this? But if all you thought about was just the simple yesod that it's a milah to be mekabel kol adam to save a part in the office, and that's all you're thinking about every day, what's going to happen? Then you'll be mekabel kol adam to save a part in the office. So what's going to make the biggest impression on you are the things that are most simple, the things that are the easiest to grasp and the most straightforward. Those are things that are most powerful because they're the most true and the most basic. And that's what's going to propel you. Not the chidushim, not the little things, but the major yesodos, that's what's important. And then Ramchal wrote the book not to teach you the yesodos, because you know the yesodos. Ramchal wrote the book to remind you of them. Okay, that's it for today. Next week, Yirat Hashem, we'll continue. I'll talk about this a bit more, and then we'll continue with this first paragraph of the Hakdom and see what else we can mine.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Please. Can I ask a question? So the answer is that he wrote this so that we keep it in the front of our brains all the time, so that we we're always actualizing these things. I mean, even though we know them, we don't have them in the front of our brain. And with this book, we'll be able to have them in front of our brain. So we'll always claim these things.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. And we're going to see soon, in this very paragraph, that the book is an antidote to He'elam and Shichacha. We'll talk about what those two things are. But that's why he wrote the Sefer. And that's why you can't ask, well, there's so many chidushim. Because, yeah, they're chidushim. That's not why he wrote the book. Okay. Thank you,
Mayor.
It's really nice to see everyone. And it would have been nice to see you in person, but Suni Miss Hashem.
Do you have time to call you?
Yeah, no problem.